Innovation, disruption, and big issues. This is Business Game Changers with Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is going to be a very quick intro. I only have about 20 seconds to be able to fit in this whole interview that's coming up with Robert David Steele. So I don't want to take much time, but I do want to remind you to go to my website, sarahwestall.com, and go to my Patreon account and sign up as a patron. All my patrons get starting to get exclusive content. I have upcoming guests and things exclusively. And I also will give you my first two ebooks for free at the dollar level a month, which is nothing. And then at the $2 a month level, you'll get all my ebooks for free. So let's get into the interview now with Robert David Steele.
Hi, Robert. Welcome back to the program.
I'm so glad to be with you, Sarah.
There has been so many things going on since the last time we talked. So there is a lot we can talk about. I want to get your perspective on some of these, the most important things, I think, that are hitting our country. Let's start with the United States recently shot down a Syrian plane, which has escalated tensions even more so than we've already have been doing with Russia and with Syria. Are we starting to try World War III? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know whether Donald Trump has been captured by the deep state and has taken a $40 billion bribe to be this deep state's girl or whatever, but we have no business being in Syria. Syria belongs to Syria. Israel should be forced to evacuate the Golan Heights. We should stop funding the Saudi Arabian military. Saudi Arabia is the source of all evil here, nobody else. We're also seeing China, Russia, India, Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey join together in a very effective economic and military conglomerate. The United States cannot win a war in Syria. We didn't win a war in Iraq. We didn't win a war in Afghanistan. Either Donald Trump is being extremely clever and is planning some kind of counter coup, or he has rolled over and played dead for the deep state. He is not putting America first. He is also not focusing on domestic matters, which is where he should be paying attention. He hasn't reached out to the 73% that did not vote for him. He has done nothing of substance for the average working American who is absolutely terrified of the economic collapse that's coming in September. An assured economic collapse. Martin Armstrong has never been wrong. Right now, Donald Trump gets from me, at best, a C minus.
Well, do you believe that Trump will, let's get on to this, keep going with this war thing. Do you think he'll actively engage a war with North Korea, especially if they determine that they have nuclear weapons that they can use? And if they do, what do you think China will do?
Well, first off, here again, Trump may be more clever than I imagine, and I really am still giving him the benefit of the doubt. Until the 4th of July, Donald Trump gets the benefit of the doubt for me and the alt-right people that I deal with. The North Koreans have nuclear weapons because Brussels and other traitors within the NATO environment helped them, in addition to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. And I understand that Trump may have delivered a very forceful message to the Belgians and others, saying, stop doing this. If he sees North Korea as an easy nuclear strike, he is seriously mistaken. There are no winners in nuclear war, even limited nuclear war. There is no such thing as a limited nuclear war. So he is on a very, very sketchy path here. North Korea is not our problem. North Korea should be handled by China and South Korea, Japan, perhaps Vietnam. It should not be our problem. Donald Trump should be shutting all of our military bases overseas, bringing our military home, and focusing on America first. He's not doing that, so I'm very concerned. He's also not getting decent intelligence. He's being lied to. His national security director, Herbert McMaster, is a proven traitor who co-conspired on the false flag in Syria with John McCain and John Brennan in Syria and Saudi Arabia and Israel. I mean, you know, how good can you be as a president if you're surrounded by traitors and miscreants, which is where Trump is right now? Mike Pence is under increasing scrutiny for possibly being a murderous pedophile. He is, at a minimum, the best friends of a top pedophile from his state who was on the list that Mike Flynn got fired for. And he is absolutely covering up and enabling pedophilia, both at the state level in his state and at the national level across the Republican Party. This is all very, very bad. And Trump, from where I sit, is neck deep in a cesspool, and I'm not sure he's going to get out.
I have more questions on the war situation, but since you brought up Pence and the pedophilia, are there documents and information people can go to so they can go, yes, this is, there's a lot of documentation here, or anything that people can go look at? So, because that's a very serious allegation.
Yes, it is. Yeah, well, now bear in mind, I haven't alleged that he's a pedophile. I've said I suspect he is. I have stated that he is an enabler and cover up of pedophilia. Pence is dirty at multiple levels. Among other things, he had a private email server identical to what Hillary Clinton had when he was governor of Indiana, violation of his state law. And he has refused to release all the electronic copies of all of those emails. So Mike Pence is no better than Hillary Clinton at that level. At a second level, Mike Pence, I'm hearing increasingly from citizens of his state, has severe financial improprieties in his background. He was not vetted properly. Now, let me say clearly, he was a very good choice as vice president. The people that recommended him to Donald Trump did so confident that Mike Pence would help Donald Trump win the election, and I'm glad of that. But now Mike Pence's baggage is starting to catch up with him. Third and lastly, I am getting personal emails from people in his state with direct knowledge, to include descriptions of very horrible things. But these are not publicly available documents. They are not suitable for indictment. They are possibly suitable for spurring an FBI investigation. But we all know the FBI covers up pedophilia. Mm-hmm. The FBI creates terrorists. So we in the United States don't have a proper counterintelligence capability. That is why Cynthia McKinney, Dr. Cynthia McKinney, and I are focusing on election reform as the root innovation and the root corrective measure that needs to take place this summer. Until we do election reform and free our members of Congress from blackmail by CIA, FBI, NSA, the Mossad, and Saudi Arabia, until we free our members of Congress and allow them to be honest and not blackmailed and not bribed, nothing else is going to be done. Mike Pence will not be investigated the way Hillary Clinton has not been investigated.
Well, let's talk about the world again and the United States' role in that. I was listening to Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, and I assume you guys don't see eye to eye on some things, but he was frustrated that the United States is taking a back seat. Like, we're not showing our leadership in the world. And
we have no business leading the world in military matters. The United States has replaced the United Kingdom as the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet. There's an excellent book by Ambassador Mark Palmer, Breaking the Real Axis of Evil. It documents 44 dictators on the planet, two of whom are now gone. The United States of America is the principal sponsor of all of the other dictators. The only two we don't like are North Korea and Cuba. Cuba, of course, is a joke. Now, all Cuba has is beaches. So right now, people like Oliver North and Dick Cheney and James Baker are traitors to the American need for peace and prosperity. Mm-hmm. America first means stop, bring our forces home, focus on America first. Focus on rebuilding the American economy, taking unemployment from 23%, which is where it's actually at now. Donald Trump is now lying to the public, just like Obama lied to the public. The American unemployment rate is nowhere near U1 5% or U6 10%. It is 23%. John Williams at shadowstats.com has nailed it. So Donald Trump right now is not focusing on the people that elected him. He is not focusing on the American economy. He is not focusing on American society. And in fact, he's letting Jeff Sessions do some very, very evil things that the people of color that I'm dealing with and the people who smoke marijuana that I'm dealing with and all these other nice, good people are very concerned about. The one thing Trump is doing right is going after pedophiles. the biggest thing he is doing wrong, and I'm watching videos every day. People all over America are posting these little videos of themselves saying, Mr. President, you said we have a rigged system. Why aren't you leading hashtag unrigged? Big question that the president has failed to answer.
The rest of the world, again, when it comes to our leadership in the world, which is our leadership should be taking leadership locally and making sure our people are taken care of. I mean, we have extreme, you look at a lot of stats, whether it's healthcare, unemployment, education.
We're corrupt across the board, Sarah, and we're not taking leadership of the world. What we're trying to do is blackmail the rest of the world into supporting the deep state. The Rothschilds, the Black Pope, not the White Pope, the Jesuit Black Pope, the City of London, the Wall Street, okay? All so-called American leadership, to include sanctions on Russia and Iran, are, in my view, unconstitutional and in complete contradiction to the interests of the American public.
What do the rest of the world think? I mean, do they, when we come in again trying to do another fight, I mean, when you look at Syria, they were one of the most peaceful places on earth. And then now they're a war zone.
What I think the rest of the world is starting to realize is that the American era is over and the Chinese era has begun. Pepe Escobar wrote a absolutely, utterly brilliant article, which I think everybody should read because it is the single most important article about the triumph of China, India, Iran, Pakistan, and Russia, with Turkey thrown in and eventually Indonesia. The American century is over. The neocons, the fascists, and the Israel First people have destroyed the United States of America. America the Beautiful is no longer in the eyes of the rest of the world. I still believe that America the Beautiful can be restored. And that's why Dr. Cynthia McKinney and I are leading this campaign, hashtag unrig. We're actually hoping to link up with hashtag resist, the same branch of hashtag resist, the nonviolent branch of hashtag resist, and create hashtag second damn rev for Second American Revolution. When I was in Latin America, U.S. embassy officers were called tontos útiles, useful idiots. Today, increasingly, the rest of the world sees us as tontos útiles peligrosos, useful, dangerous idiots. Everywhere we go, we leave a trail of waste and war and misery and trade in women and children and body parts and bone marrow extraction. It's absolutely reprehensible to me. Most of what Donald Trump and the CIA are doing today would qualify them for Nuremberg war trials. The drone assassination program continues to have a 98% collateral damage ratio. Torture continues in black prisons that CIA is still running. The elective wars and regime change that Donald Trump promised us he would not allow to continue. He's now in bed with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is the primary sponsor of false flag terrorist attacks across Europe. You know, I mean, it's insane. I still am giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt, but come 1 July, he's toast.
Well, does the rest of the world know this, whereas the majority of our citizens don't? Because the majority of our citizens just can't accept that we could be that evil.
We have been, Sarah, we've been dumbed down by design. I mean, I've met South African taxi drivers that know more than a college-educated American about where the United States is and where the United States is in relation to the rest of the world. I mean, when I published Election 2008, Lipstick on the Pig, I published a chapter on legitimate grievances. Half of it was legitimate grievances by U.S. citizens against their government. The other half was legitimate grievances by foreigners against the U.S. government. There are some brilliant books called, for example, The Eagle Shadow, Why the Rest Hates the West. These are two separate books. I mean, I'm the top Amazon reviewer for nonfiction. And if someone wants to get a grip on reality, they can just go to phibetaiota.net, click on the reviews page, and work through 2,500 reviews. It's a free graduate education. In reality, the United States of America today, not the people, not the deep goodness of America, but the United States of America as represented by the U.S. government and Rex Tillerson and Jim Mattis in particular, He is viewed by the rest of the world as the single most expensive, dangerous, evil power on earth. Period.
When Germany was done with the Holocaust, they had their people go through the concentration camps because they couldn't believe that their own country could be that evil. Are we sitting in a situation like that?
Well, you raise one of the more complex questions of our time, and let me preface that by saying that we should apologize to the Japanese for the 8 acts of war that we committed in order to force them into doing Pearl Harbor. This is clearly in the open history, but it's not in the American history books. FDR not only sponsored the Great Depression to help the bankers concentrate wealth, kill the middle class, and consolidate control over the U.S. government. There's a wonderful book called Fruits of Graft that documents this in excruciating detail. FDR also waged a covert war against Japan in order to force Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor. Now, coming to Germany, I would unpack that at several levels. First off, it was the Zionist Jews in Switzerland who refused to ransom all 3 million Jews, all Jews in Germany. Adolf Hitler agreed to a rabbi's offer of $3 million, really big money back then, to enable all Jews to leave Germany without harm. And it was the Zionist Jews in Switzerland that refused to ransom the Jews from Germany. That's number one. Number two, the Holocaust happened. There's no question. But most of the people that died from starvation and typhoid. They did not die from being gassed. And in fact, the Auschwitz panel has gone from 6 million to 4 million. It's now down to 1.5 million. And there is zero proof that all the Jews who died at Auschwitz died from gassing. They actually died from starvation and typhoid. Okay? So, I listened to a guy named Peter Janney. He wrote Mary's Mosaic. He's one of the most brilliant historians I've ever met, along with Randy Short, a man of color from Harvard who's a genius. History matters. The average American citizen doesn't have a clue what the real history is. I mean, we wage wars on the basis of lies. Iraq was based on 935 lies, and Charles Lewis has written a brilliant book on 935 lies, The Loss of Morality in America. The Mexican-American War was based on lies. All of the land that we took away from Mexico, from the Guadalupe Hidalgo line all the way down to the border with Mexico today, was stolen from Mexico on the basis of lies, yellow journalism. The Pulitzer Prize is named after America's most important yellow journalist. This is a guy who started wars with lies for banking profit. Okay? So from where I sit, Dr. McKinney and I, we're educators. I run a very humble nonprofit that has up to this point been about $20,000 to $30,000 a year in donations. We believe that the first step in saving America the Beautiful is in educating our public on how our public is being screwed by the Federal Reserve, the banks, and the deep state that controls the banks. And we believe that this summer, the next 90 to 120 days are an opportunity created by Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. I can't say it often enough. God bless Donald Trump and God bless Bernie Sanders. They're the great disruptors. Now, Bernie's the great sheepdog, okay? The People's Party is sheepdog 2.0. But the Sandinistas are starting to realize that they can come together with the alt-right and the blacks and the Latinos and the small parties, particularly the Libertarian and Green parties, and the independents. 50% of our voters are independents. I recently did an interview with Cynthia McKinney, which is now at our funding website. It's a 19-minute interview. And I basically point out that the single greatest lesson I learned when I ran for president in 2012 is that all political parties are toxic. The second American revolution has to be about Americans self-educating themselves against all of the lies being told to them by the fake news media, including the Crap News Network and the Fox News with 3 idiots in the morning and 5 idiots at night, the New York Times, the Washington Post. These are despicable rags. And Time Magazine, Atlantic Monthly. I actually like Atlantic Monthly. It has enormous potential. But it's an apologist. I mean, Atlantic Monthly celebrates the White Helmets. They are, in fact, a false flag terrorist group funded by Saudi Arabia and trained by CIA. Okay, I mean, this is insane. I mean, I'm really suffering cognitive dissonance. The good news is that people like you exist. And the Hagman and Hagman Report and the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges and Victoris Libertas and so many others. What's happening now is that the public is waking up and realizing, and God bless John Brennan. He's a Saudi whore, but God bless him because he showed the Americans with his lies about Russia hacking the elections that they can't trust the secret intelligence community. And the Americans now know they can't trust the mainstream media. And they now know they can't trust the U.S. government. All of the preconditions exist for revolution in the United States of America this summer. And on the one hand, you have the deep state trying to foment a violent revolution that will simply maintain the status quo. And on the other hand, you have Dr. Cynthia McKinney and myself leading what we're calling hashtag unrig, the summer of peace. And Dr. Randy Short devised that, summer of peace. We are about ethical, legal, nonviolent conversation toward forcing our members of Congress to agree to sign the integrity pledge and take America forward on the basis of restoring integrity to the U.S. Congress. At that point, Donald Trump, if he's honest, gets an honest Congress to support him. And if he's dishonest and has sold us out to the deep state, as many speculate, I'm reserving judgment, then it doesn't matter. Because Congress, if it's honest, has the power of the purse and the power to wage war and the power to put the White House in a very small box, whether or not Trump and Pence remain there.
Well, you said something really important, that the American people need to be educated, because Trump was saying a lot of things that people really liked to hear.
But yes, he brilliant.
He said a lot of things that people are excited about, and the people who are maybe waking up and wanting to follow somebody, same with Sanders. But there's a lot of people that don't believe that this stuff is going on, and they just can't get there mentally. So
it's hard.
There's two factions. Yeah, it is hard. And so let's get to this whole revolution thing, okay? If a move – well, first of all, let's talk about Trump's obstruction of justice charge based on these Russian
That's a completely false charge. If you look at Barack Obama, if you look at the obstruction of justice and the actual documented acts of treason by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, on the tarmac.
More than enough to keep every judge and jury in America occupied for the next 10 years, okay? I mean, they committed treason and charity fraud and electoral fraud, and they covered up for pedophiles in both parties, okay? Donald Trump, in my view, is a saint compared to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm critical of him because I expect more from him. And I was so I've supported Trump since July of 2015. I wrote the first article for Counterpunch on Countercoup, How Trump Can Win. I wrote the Trump Revolution series at Amazon, which is also free online if you look up each title. Donald Trump is a gift from God. But right now, it looks like he has been bought and paid for and is a prisoner in the White House. And what we keep trying to tell Donald Trump, and obviously Rence Priebus and Mike Pence are filtering everything he hears. He's lost all his communications channels. Okay, he's even shutting out his most trusted friends because they keep telling him to talk to me. Donald Trump needs to stop playing the deep state's game by the deep state's rules on the deep state's court in Washington, D.C. He needs to announce that he is going to lead hashtag unrigged. He needs to leave Washington, and he needs to barnstorm the country. 50 states in 30 days challenging every citizen to demand the Election Reform Act of 2017 to be passed in September. And if Donald Trump, I have this from Rand Paul and his office directly, if Donald Trump asks Rand Paul to introduce the Election Reform Act of 2017 this month before Congress goes on recess, and Tulsi Gabbard in the House, they will introduce this act before Congress goes on summer recess, and then Donald Trump will be the greatest president ever. He will be an American hero. He will be beloved by 50% or more of the public, as opposed to the 15 to 17% of the alt-right that is still giving him the benefit of the doubt. He has lost a significant portion of the alt-right because of his misbehavior in foreign affairs and his support for Israel and his giving more money to the military rather than focusing on what Americans need.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the polarization. There's a lot of going on right now as far as, you know, like the play in New York, the Caesar, where they're killing a lookalike Trump. You know, I can't even believe it. Kathy Griffin with a cutoff head. There's a lot of violent rhetoric going on.
Loretta Lynch is indictable for sedition for saying on YouTube that we need blood in the streets. The former Attorney General of the United States, a woman of color, is a raving idiot.
So even if they actually, do you think they could actually get to the point of impeaching Trump or bringing up an impeachment charge?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Trump, part of the problem is that Trump is impeachable in part, not because the Democrats don't have a majority, but Trump is getting very, very close to losing a portion of the Republican Party. And he's also getting very close to the Republican Party imploding. I have said, and I will say it again, I'm sponsoring a book on pedophilia by Joaquin Hagopain, a West Point graduate. It's going to be a very powerful book, and we're trying to get it out by the 4th of July. I am anticipating the moral public destruction of two Republican governors, at least four Republican senators, and possibly the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, in the next 90 to 120 days. Yeah. If that happens, Donald Trump is not going to control the Senate, and he is absolutely going to lose the House to the Democrats. Now, an Election Reform Act is what actually Teflonizes Donald Trump against the implosion of the Republican Party and the persistent attempts of the Democrats to impeach him, increasingly with closet support, I use the term advisedly, from Paul Ryan and others in the Republican Party who have sexual deviance and other blackmail issues that CIA, the FBI, NSA, the Mossad, and Goldman Sachs are holding over them. Most of these people have been to Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Island or Jeffrey Epstein's no-name hotels in New York and Washington, where they have been videotaped. And I really want to emphasize, a lot of these guys did not start out as pedophiles, nor are they really pedophiles. But they get walked into a blackmail situation where a congressman gets drunk and he's offered a blonde of legal age and he goes to bed with the blonde and he wakes up with a 12-year-old.
Oh, geez.
Turns out he's had sex with a 12-year-old on videotape. They own him, which is why, or her, because there are a lot of hers that are also caught in this trap. I have proposed to the president that not only should he do the Election Reform Act, he should offer every member of Congress a presidential pardon, contingent on their sitting down for a proper debriefing on who is blackmailing them. And we go after the blackmailers. Truth and reconciliation is a very powerful concept, and I really want to stress that Dr. McKinney and I are absolutely on the side of truth and reconciliation. My version is everyone gets the truth, no one goes to jail. Obviously, there are people that want blood, but not me, Dr. McKinney.
Okay, but how about the ones that are blackmailed, like you're saying, going to bed with an 18-year-old, waking up with the 12-year-old, but the ones that are pedophilia perverts that are...
Look at Hillary Clinton's personal representative to Haiti, who was caught trafficking in children.
Yes.
And Clinton put the full force of the United States government at work to save this pedophile trafficker. Okay? Part of the problem here, personally, I think Trump jumped the gun on the pedophilia investigations and the 3,000 arrests, because that's put the elite into a panic. That has put the deep state into a deep, severe panic. And now that Peter Thiel has come out and admitted that he has transfusions of children's blood, what he hasn't admitted is that the best child's blood is adrenalized blood, and you get to adrenalize blood by terrifying the child before you murder it. This is how the Chinese boil dogs in boiling water, to adrenalize the blood and change the flavor of the meat. I find myself quite stunned and intrigued. There is a convergence of good that is emergent, And there are so many scandals waiting to explode in the face of our legitimately elected President Donald Trump that I believe he could still be the greatest president ever, but he needs to get out of Washington and create a base across the country, and he needs to stand for integrity in government. Right now, he does not. Right now, Donald Trump stands for go along to get along and take the 40 billion bribe.
He needs the people who are good at heart behind him, because if you're in the middle
Yes.
of that, you can't do it. But getting back to my, what do you do with the people who are dangerous pedophilia? There's the ones in Congress who are kind of victims too, right? Or they somehow got
Right. No,
manipulated into it.
you have satanic murderous pedophiles.
Because you
Some of them
can't
in
forgive
Congress.
that, right? You can't forgive the ones who
No,
are.
you can't forgive that. And I get a lot of pushback on this because as a counterintelligence officer and intelligence officer, and I was one of the first people assigned to chase terrorists full time. And I'm friends with the guy who would be my choice for debriefing Congress. He is absolutely the best interrogator translator on in the US inventory. Every time we have a war, we bring him back from retirement. He's married to a Chinese woman, so the stupid army won't give him a top secret clearance in retirement. But this is the guy I truly trust, and he's asked that I not use his name. When we bring him back, he creates a Marriott courtyard. This waterboarding stuff is chicken shit for morons, okay? Dick Cheney is a smart man, but he's an absolutely unprincipled idiot when it comes to torture, okay? He creates a Marriott courtyard and he debriefs these people and so forth. And the lesson that I have learned from 40 years in the secret intelligence world is that when you give people an exit strategy, you get them all. If, on the other hand, you torture them or you tell them, we're going to kill you tomorrow, you don't get them all. What we need to do, the strategic center of gravity here is on revealing everything to the public, getting them all. Now, a lot of them are going to commit suicide or leave the country, change their name, whatever. I mean, there are a lot of different exit strategies. Some of them will be killed by mobs if they don't practice proper protection. I will never raise my hand against any of them because, as a professional intelligence officer, my job is to get the truth. It is not to administer justice. The administration of justice is for a legal, ethical U.S. government and the public that it serves. So I'm simply sounding the alarm on pedophilia. I am not here to try to smash those people or encourage anyone to be mean to them. We need to stop this, as Dr. Cynthia McKinney said in another video recently. We need to stop all this and get our moral compass back.
So was Scalise, the one that was just shot, the Republican majority whip, was he shot because he was going after pedophilia? That was a rumor that's going around.
I don't think we can jump to that conclusion. What we do know is that the idiot that shot him had a list of Republican congressmen in his pocket. What we do know is that mind control was perfected by CIA in the 1950s. I encourage people to read my review of David Talbot's superb book, The Devil's Chessboard. Donald Trump should read that book or read my review of it. Because John Brennan is still in charge of the rogue elements of CIA. And he is pursuing the same game plan against Donald Trump that Alan Dulles pursued against John F. Kennedy, up to and including assassination. Okay? Donald Trump is at risk, and the Secret Service cannot be trusted. The Secret Service fell back on John F. Kennedy by design. They were part of the plot to assassinate John F. Kennedy. Donald Trump cannot rely on the U.S. Secret Service today. He really needs to get a grip. Again, God bless him because he's the disruptor. But my bottom line, Sarah, is we need to have this national conversation. And what happened in this last election is that Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders energized people who had never before had hope for getting a fair shake from the U.S. two-party tyranny. We had exposures, I use the term advisedly, of John Podesta and his brother, Tony Podesta, and all of the pedophiles across the Democratic Party. Well, remember Denny Hassert, Speaker of the House, Republican. We have many pedophiles across the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate. Denny Hassert was the tip of the iceberg. We have a gay sadomasochistic staff cabal in the Congress, which basically is a form of shadow government that is very subject to blackmail, and many of them are paid agents of the CIA, the FBI, and NSA, as well as the Mossad and Goldman Sachs and others. So we need to clean house. And what I am inspired by, I mean, God bless Cynthia McKinney, because this woman is a gift to America. Mm-hmm. And for her, from the alt-left, to come together with me from the alt-right, and black and white, man and woman, truth tellers, both, we don't tell lies. We do not dissemble. We will call it like it is. Donald Trump's health plan is crap. It's not honest. Doesn't have a price list, doesn't allow the government to negotiate. Donald Trump's tax reform is crap. It doesn't shift the burden from mainstream to Wall Street. I'm not going to tell a lie. I want to serve Donald Trump. He is our legitimately elected president. He is under sage. My little Kindle short is still selling well. Donald Trump, accidental president, under sage. It's also free online. I mean, people need to educate themselves. But here's the bottom line, Sarah. The American public has the power in the next 90 days to force every senator and every representative to sign the Integrity Act. And that Integrity Act commits them to co-sponsoring and voting for the Election Reform Act of 2017 in September when Congress returns from recess. Now, God bless Donald Trump, because if Donald Trump were to say, okay, I did say it was a rigged system, I didn't want to get into this, but I'll lead hashtag unrigged. Damn you, Robert Steele. Get off my goddamn back. Yes, sir. Three bags full. Mr. President, I will follow you into hell if you will lead hashtag unrigged. If you don't, you have zero credibility with the American public. End of message, Mr. President.
Well, how are you keeping yourself safe? I mean, because you're coming out and you're talking about all sorts of stuff.
First off, I've been successfully marginalized for 30 years, okay? I mean, CIA has systematically gone around and killed major interviews with me. Associated Press was about to do this fantastic profile that would have gone all over the world in 1997, I think it was. They took pictures of me in Rome. I looked distinguished and presidential, and CIA snuck in there and said, you're not going to do that story. And they didn't. I mean, that's been the story of my last 30 years. John Brennan, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders had made it possible for my voice to be heard. Cynthia McKinney has made it possible for my voice to be seen as an authentic voice that is truly committed to empowering the public. And we're educators. We have made a rule in our campaign. We will talk to no politicians. We will only educate. I'm very, very mindful of the IRS rules and regulations for nonprofit activity in the political space. We are trying to educate people about election reform. We will not talk to politicians. We will not campaign for any issue or anything like that. Now, as to me being safe, at three different levels. Number one, I'm not important enough to kill. Number two, I'm old enough now to welcome death. My wife gets a really big paycheck if someone kills me. Thank you very much. And number three, I'm armed and dangerous. If someone wants to have a shot at me, my bet is I'll take three people out with me. But that's okay.
But you'd also be a martyr, right? All these people and all these things, you're high profile enough.
That defensive thing. I might be a martyr. I'm more worried about Cynthia being killed. She's had legitimate threats against her. She's been stalked. If we go on this campaign, we will have two forms of security, actually three forms of security. We will have two U.S. Marshals licensed to carry across the country. We will have bikers as our escort. I'm really, really I mean, the bikers love Donald Trump, and I love bikers. And when I drove my MGB across the country, what I learned is that most bikers are grandmas and normal American people. They are not, you know, these outlaw bikers, although I love them too. These are real, truthful, freedom-loving people. So that's our second level of security. And then we have a third Overwatch level that I won't go into. But I'm fairly confident that if we stick to our truth and reconciliation path and we offer the elite an exit strategy. I mean, Lynn Rothschild knows who I am Evelyn Rothschild knows who I am. And they also know that I'm trying to give them a nonviolent exit strategy, because the alternative to me is their Learjet is shot down by a 50 caliber bullet and their wonderful home in Martha's Vineyard is burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they really need to understand we're this close to violence. And hashtag unrig summer of peace is a counterpoint to hashtag resist summer of violence, well funded by George Soros. You know, $200 million for resist, and I think we're up to $22,000 for unrig. Okay. So there's no real comparison here. However, the difference is we the people. Cynthia and I are betting that we the people will listen to common sense and will act on this common sense. And most of the people that Soros is mobilizing have to be paid to mobilize.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference when you got to be paid. I want to say one thing about Cynthia is that she's had an ethics person in her when she was a congresswoman for six
she's
terms.
Always ethical.
She is the most ethical person you're ever going to meet. You know, she's just very straight down the middle.
Well, let me point out to you that I'm a cranky old asshole that can be very curt of my time. And Cynthia's, although I'm a month older than Cynthia, Cynthia's almost like my political mother. And Robert, stop doing that, is something I hear from her on a weekly basis. And I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to learn from Cynthia, because this is the most gracious, elegant, ethical woman I have, or person I have ever met. The fact that she's a black woman, the fact that I hope she will become Donald Trump's vice president, when Pence is given a pardon and an offer he can't refuse. We can't fire Pence, but he should resign. McMaster should be returned to the army. Priebus is on his way out already. Trump really needs to clean house. If he cleans house, if he takes Cynthia McKinney as vice president, if he leads hashtag unrig, if he creates the automated payment transaction tax, if he creates an honest health reform program, if he embraces open source everything engineering, so his infrastructure program will cost 10% of what is now planned with the old archaic model that's 50% mm-hmm. waste and is merely a profit center for the banks, Donald Trump could still be the greatest president ever. But if he implodes, if he decides to go with this foolishness of overseas regime change and wars and challenging Russia. He cannot win a war with Russia. He cannot win a war with China. He can't even win a war with Iran. Okay. So Trump is at a fork in the road, but God bless Donald Trump, because whatever he does, I believe the American people are going to come out on top, because Donald Trump has opened the barn door. We're out.
Okay. So you just published a book with Cynthia McKinney. She wrote the foreword, and then you wrote the book, I believe.
It's a short paper. It's the, yes.
It's a short paper. Okay. Well, it's available on Amazon. It's available on your website, I'm assuming. It's called yes. Unrig, Beyond Trump and Sanders. And then you also call it, you call it the Trump Revolution book. And then you also call it the User's Guide to the Second American Revolution, which is what we're talking about here. Can you tell us about what you mean by the Second American Revolution? We've already established it's peaceful, but what do you see happening?
Well, a revolution by definition is not about violence. It's about wholesale change. And Donald Trump, to his enormous credit and others, have said the system is not just rigged in a political sense. It's rigged in an economic sense. The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. It is the Rothschilds' personal overseer for owning every American citizen and every American building and every American acre as a Rothschild fiefdom. Okay, and of course, the Black Pope and the Jesuits are right there in with him. And the City of London and Wall Street are kind of the overseers. Okay, we're all slaves. I mean, Cynthia and I have really tried to make the point that all the bad things that happened to blacks as slaves are now happening to whites, to include young whites being sent to prison by judges who are being bribed for delivering young whites into prison as slaves.
It's
okay?
happening to whatever race you are. It doesn't
yes.
matter. They don't distinguish
yes.
anymore.
Yes. So we're all black now in that sense. So I did my first study, my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution. I created an original analytic model. All of the preconditions for revolution exist in the United States. And we basically have a fork in the road coming up on the 4th of July, the 2nd of July, when Soto starts his violent revolution. We can either be violent or we can be nonviolent. We can either be divided by gender and race and issue, or we can unite on the one thing that really matters, which is restoring integrity to the U.S. government. Now, one of the things we have is a growing center in our movement. And Steve Berman and the video that he did with me is a very important part of that. The people in Colorado, all of this. What we're looking at now is we're not the opposite of resist. We want to come together with resist. We want those portions of resist that are disappointed in Bernie Sanders, that hate the Democratic Party, to join with the black people who are leaving the Democratic Party, to join with the alt-right that is disappointed in Donald Trump but believes that we can make America free and better again. And we want to create the second American Revolution. So basically, hashtag unrig and hashtag resist can have a little baby called hashtag second damn rev. And this is not about me. It's not about Cynthia. It's not about the Donald. It's not about Bernie Sanders. It's about whether the average American citizen wants to walk through this open door that God bless Donald Trump and God bless Bernie Sanders has been given to us. We have a chance in the next 90 days to take every member of Congress and only constituents. I will not talk to any politician. Constituents, citizens have a chance to take every member of Congress and say to them, you will sign this Integrity Act or you will be fired. Do you understand?
So where can people go to learn more about if they think you're just crazy, they think the people who are on this route are crazy, where can they go to learn more and realize that this is legitimate and all these people that are talking have something that they're t that's backing what they're talking about?
Well, if they simply search on any search engine for hashtag unrig, they will get to four screens, 40 results with places where they can go. The top two places are hashtag unrigged beyond Trump and Sanders at Amazon, at Phi Beta Iota, and at Indiegogo. So if they go to phibetaiota.net and they'll click on the page, hashtag unrigged, they'll get the manifesto that is free online. It's also a very popular Kindle short at Amazon because there are millions of people that love Kindle. And finally, we have an Indiegogo campaign. And if they simply look up, if they don't remember tiny URL, if they simply look up Indiegogo-unrigged, not unrigged, but unrigged, UNRIG. I would say start with Indiegogo Unrig, dash Unrig, because we've had over 319 donors who have raised over $20,000 toward our goal of $250,000 by the 15th of November. So we're on track. In PayPal, we've raised $2,500 or $2,200 just in the last 10 days. So hashtag Unrigged, make it your own. Please, if we can help, call us. Every donor gets to help schedule the RV with Cynthia and I, and every donor gets first place in line for scheduling a Skype with a citizens group. So we're really looking to lead a national, no, to inspire a national conversation. I call myself Chief Enabling Officer, C lowercase EO, because the concept of an executive is dead. This is not about executives leading. This is about smart people enabling the group to make progress.
You talked about an economic collapse happening in
Yes.
September, and it is guaranteed to happen. Why do you know that it's guaranteed? And if it happens, how do we keep things to be peaceful still?
Oh, that's a brilliant question. Well, first off, let me say, I have no direct knowledge, but Martin Armstrong has never been wrong. He went to jail for 7 years in an unjust conviction because he refused to give his model to CIA, which is too stupid to figure this stuff out. Okay? Martin Armstrong is God when it comes to economic forecasting. And he has predicted a September 2017 collapse that will be worse than the 2008 collapse where we bailed out the banks. Now, what can Donald Trump do about this? Well, if the president would get beyond the traitors and miscreants that he's got around him and reach out to people across this country that actually know something, including Martin Armstrong, he would realize that his top priority should be to nationalize the Federal Reserve and terminate the toxic control that the bankers have over the U.S. economy. Number two, he should invite the 150 million Americans that owe money to the banks, a total of $3 trillion in student debt, medical debt for the elderly, family credit card debt, and small business debt, $3 trillion. He should invite every American to make him their personal agent on a website, Debt Be Gone. That allows the president to go to the banks and say, we're going to cut this debt in half. And if there is a collapse, we're going to terminate the debt and you're going to eat it, because they're just living on interest. They're collecting interest now. They got their principal back long ago. The president also has the power to not only declare a debt jubilee, but to give a presidential pardon to every American citizen and end debt. That is probably one of the most important things he can do if we do have this collapse, which I fully expect. The third thing that needs to happen is he needs to start planning now for keeping energy, food, and water going during this collapse. And he probably needs to start planning on a month-long banking holiday, closing the stock market, freezing everything. And he needs to have an emergency action plan for the economy. Only this time, instead of bailing out the banks, he needs to bail out Main Street.
And that would keep our country from going violent. And if our country goes violent, it's the end of values as we know it.
Yes, it is. And I really want to give a salute to Chris Hedges, whose book Wages of Rebellion makes a very important point. Revolutions don't just happen when the people get angry and go into the streets. They succeed when the military, law enforcement, and veterans get out of the way and stop defending the 1%. We're there. Oath Keepers has gone viral. The elite have no comprehension of the fact that every single person in uniform understands that if they try to impose martial law, they will die. A uniform in this environment is a target. So the uniforms need to shed their uniforms and side with the people. There are already massive plans that will put this country into gridlock. Imagine every single car parked in the middle of the road and the keys taken and the car disabled. There aren't enough tow trucks to clear all these cars, particularly when there are people shooting the tow truck drivers. Okay? The elite has no comprehension of the degree to which violence could spread if they try to impose martial law. Now, my great fear is a pandemic, a false flag pandemic, in which they allege, or in fact, they release pandemic diseases into the air and start killing people. And then they come in and say, oh, we're going to vaccinate you. And the vaccination is, in fact, worse than the pandemic. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of moving parts. And I really want to end on a positive note about Donald Trump. Number one, God bless Donald Trump, because he opened this door. You're talking to me and people are listening to me because Donald Trump made it possible for my voice to be heard. And Cynthia McKinney gives me an authenticity, as I give her an authenticity, that is unique in this world. We may well be the first couple to be totally authentic and have never told a lie. That cannot be said of any presidential candidate up to this point. Now, I really, really want to stress, hashtag unrigged is Donald Trump's to command. He can use it or lose it.
Before we wrap this up, I want to talk about who you view the elites are, because I think people get confused that elites are just any business owner who might have money. And that is not the same thing.
No, it's not. In fact, I've met people in airports who think they're part of the 1% because they make $450,000 a year. The elites are actually a fraction of 1%, 1% of 1%.
And it's people with certain mindsets too, right? I mean, it's not just the ultra wealthy.
That's a very good point, Sarah. Yes, because this Dutch banker that has a videotape out on pedophilia and banking and the Secret Services as criminal networks, He points out that when he was given his job, he was told he had to put his conscience in a freezer, 100% of his conscience. The banking industry is evil incarnate. They are the people who are funding human trafficking, drug trafficking, arms trafficking, the theft of natural resources from all countries, and, of course, satanic pedophilia, okay? Essentially, the 1% of 1% starts with the Rothschilds and the Black Pope, not the White Pope. There is a lot that is good in the Vatican, but the Black Pope, the Knights of Malta, the Freemasons, Opus Dei, there's a whole bunch of consiglieri that work for these people. And then you have the banks, City of London, Wall Street, and when they want to make big bucks, they either start a war to drive the price of oil up, or they manipulate foreign exchange and interest rates, okay? I mean, the degree of legalized crime at that level, yeah, Matt Taibbi came close with his book, Griftopia, and Fruits of Graft is also an excellent book. But the degree of criminal activity at the banking level cannot be overstated. The banks then, through about roughly 40 billionaires in the United States, control the two-party tyranny, which is replete with pedophiles at the highest levels of both parties. And pedophilia is part of the control structure. I've said that pedophilia is the Achilles heel of the deep state. The two-party tyranny essentially corrupts everybody else. All of the nonprofits, the universities, and of course the governors are part of the establishment. And then the secret intelligence services, which were created in part to inform government, they ended up being a blackmailing network. Their sole purpose in life these days is to protect their budget by spying on and blackmailing members of Congress, celebrities, and judges. Okay? So if it were me, I would delete 70% of the secret intelligence community. I mean, the open source agency at $3 billion a year will do 95% of what the president, the cabinet, and everybody else need in the way of decision support. And what's left should be in a central intelligence agency that is first cut in half and then built up with directorates of signals and imagery and other intelligence, National Processing Center, a National Analysis Center. And we stop all these insane elective wars, regime change, drone assassinations, torture. I mean, the stuff that my colleagues at CIA are doing is reprehensible in every possible sense of the word. It has absolutely no connection to the Constitution or to the inherent beauty of America the Beautiful. So again, Trump has been captured, and Trump is not hearing from people like me who know how to fix this. William Binney is another one. William Binney is the top NSA executive who has reported the NSA to the inspectors general of the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and he lost his job as a result of this. Put Binney in charge of NSA, and oh, by the way, this is important. In the NSA databases, all of the emails and all of the calls necessary to identify and convict every traitor and every pedophile in America are on file. They just haven't been processed because NSA is part of the deep state.
Well, let's end on a positive note. 4th of July is coming up, so I'm going to give you the floor for a minute here as we end up on some kind of positive note of how we're going to bring people together in peace over the summer.
Let me refer everybody to a wonderful book. I think the author's name was Kevin O'Sheaf, called The Average American. He spent 2 years looking for the average American. And after 18 months, he found a guy out in flyover country. And by the way, we have an electoral college because otherwise we would be controlled by morons in California and New York. The electoral college exists so that flyover country is not forgotten. We are the United States of America, not the United Mob of America. He found this guy and he said, okay, if this guy doesn't send me an email in 6 months, I'll write the book and he's the average American. And sure enough, this average American thought nothing of being interviewed to be the average American. So he became the star of this book. And O'Keefe went back to him and said, you know what? You're the average American. And the guy said, wow, what an honor. Exactly. It is an honor to be an average American. I have goosebumps as I say this. There is nothing wrong with America the Beautiful that cannot be fixed and fixed fast by putting integrity back into our government and putting the average American back in charge. And that's my final answer.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope you have a great fourth.
God bless America, and God bless Donald Trump, even if he won't listen to me. Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.